fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Dan Friedell, who kept the big chair warm the past three shows. I listened to Dan's show on Monday, and he had a report from Eugene Uwimana in Kigali on the 8th stage Tour du Rwanda cycling event. I know Dan enjoys cycling. In fact, Dan says he plans to do some cycling during his upcoming trip to Japan. Meanwhile, Japan is one of four women's football teams competing in the She Believes Cup International Tournament here in the United States. And the Japanese women are in good position to lift the trophy heading into the final matches later Tuesday evening in the southern U.S. city of Tampa, Florida. Japan leads the table with 4 points from two matches. England also has 4 points, but Japan is in first place based on goal difference. The host, USA, ranked number one in the world, has 2 points from two matches, and Brazil is at the bottom with no points. In matches later this evening in Tampa, Japan will play England, and that will be followed by a match between the United States and Brazil. The winner of the She Believes Cup will be based on total points, and a tie in points will be decided by goal differential. All four teams are using this international tournament as a warm up for the Women's World Cup, which kicks off on June 7th in France. Nigeria, Cameroon, and South Africa will represent Africa at the 2019 Women's World Cup. Elsewhere, a Tanzanian woman is traveling around Africa, showcasing her soccer ball juggling skills as a way to feed her family. Her video clips have gone viral on social media and captivated the hearts of people all around the world. In fact, one of her clips recently caught the eye of U.S. President Donald Trump, who tweeted, "Amazing!" Lamech Messina caught up with her in the Malawi capital, Lilongwe, and filed this report.
Her daughter, Charles Njeje, started honing her ball juggling skills when she was a teenager in Tanzania, playing for a local women's football team. She maneuvers the ball with her feet, head, chest, and shoulders. For the past 6 years, Njeje, a single mother of two sons, has been using the skills to raise money to feed her family. She says this helps her paying school fees for her two children, buying food to feed her family, and also paying for household bills and other needs. She has so far traveled to several African countries, including Cameroon, Burundi, Gabon, and recently Malawi. She charges $4 for a 2-minute performance and earns between $45 and $50 a day. She dismisses accusations of using black magic to develop her skills. There is no magic in this ball, she says. This is my own talent I started developing long ago. In Malawi, her skills captivated national women's football officials who thought of bringing her into their women's soccer development program, but she declined the offer. Suzy Ongwira is the chairperson of Women's Football Committee in Central Malawi.
If she was ready to impart the skills with others, I think we would explore all the other options. I would liaise with the teams and see how best we can utilize her talent to impact, especially the youngsters who are just starting.
Her skills have also dazzled male footballers. Samuel Zeka plays social football in the capital, Lilongwe. He says this is a rare talent for a woman to to juggle the bow as this lady is doing. I would be very grateful if she would teach me such skills, he added. Her video filmed in Malawi also caught the eye of the President Donald Trump. JJ, who is 29 years old, says she wished the American president could have done more than tweeting his amazement. She says she wished he helped her feed her family. She has two children and elderly parents. They all rely on her help. She wished Trump helped boost her talent so that she can be known across the world and earn more money. But after Trump's tweet, JJ received various requests for interviews from local and international media organizations like the BBC and Reuters. She returned to Tanzania last week after an agent who came to Malawi from Zimbabwe convinced her of a possible creative advertising contract in Spain. JJ told VOA she hopes the new contract marks the beginning of her better life. Lamech Masina for VOA News, Lilongwe.
Thanks, Lamech. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In more African football news, kidnappers have released the mother of Bordeaux and Nigeria winger Samuel Kalu after holding her for nearly a week. Ozuruonye Juliet Kalu was seized from her car on February 27th as she traveled to her home in Abia State. Reports say the kidnappers demanded about $40,000 for her release, but Abia State police say it's not known whether the money was paid. The police say she was released around midnight local time Monday, and she's been reunited with her family. The police add they are still investigating the incident and hope to arrest the kidnappers. Now, kidnappings are a regular occurrence in Nigeria, and prominent footballers and their families are increasingly being targeted. Last year, the father of Nigeria World Cup captain John Obi Mikel was kidnapped at gunpoint during the tournament in Russia. He was released after a ransom of about $28,000 was paid. The 21-year-old Kalu made a breakthrough into Nigeria's national team, the Super Eagles, last year, shortly after joining Bordeaux from the Belgian club Gent. Samuel Kalu is one of 23 players named for Nigeria's last Nations Cup qualifying match against the Seychelles this month, and an international friendly against 2019 Nations Cup host Egypt. I mentioned John Obi Mikel. He was not named to the 23-player Nigeria team list. For reaction, Iron Mike Mbonye called the media officer of the Super Eagles, Toyin Ibitoye.
I think it's a good list. I think it's a list of some of our best players at the moment who are doing well for their clubs. And in that list, we have two players playing on the domestic scene. That's goalkeeper Kojiko Ezenwa, and of course, Olamafo of Enyimba, who was a member of the Under 20 team that qualified for the World Cup from Niger a couple of weeks ago. So it's a good list. It's a good mixture of youth and experience, and it's a list that I believe can also get good results for Nigeria.
Despite qualifying for the AFCON tournament, how will the Super Eagles approach the match against Seychelles in the last match of the series?
Yes, we have qualified for the AFCON with a game to spare, but the AFCON will be a bigger test for us. It's going to be a tougher test, and that is why it's important for us to play a team of the pedigree of Egypt, who are the host and the favorite to win the AFCON, which I believe will also show us how ready we are and what level we are for the AFCON.
Do we have any injury fears or injury problems in the Super Eagles camp?
No, we don't pray for any injuries, but at the moment all the players are good. out to go. They are in excellent shape, and we pray that they remain this way all through the campaign or during the game against Seychelles and the game against Egypt.
Super Eagles captain Mikel Obi is not in the list. Do we have any reasons why he was not invited this time around?
Yeah, there's it's not a factor really for now. The most important thing for everybody to understand is that Mikel is still a member of the team, and Mikel will return to the team very soon for the AFCON. But at the moment, the players are and giving the opportunity for other people to come so that we can also see what quality they have and what they can bring to the team.
Any message to Nigerians regarding the two matches the Super Eagles have to play against the Seychelles and against Egypt?
Yes, we always have a message for the fans. We always have a message for our people. The message is for them to keep supporting us. For those who can come to Asaba, let them come and support us in the two games, and let them continue to pray and give us their support in everything that we do. The Eagles will try to put smiles on their faces, not just by winning the two games we have in March, but by going further to the Nations Cup and winning it for Nigeria for the fourth time.
That's Toyin Ibitoye, the media officer of Nigeria's national football team, the Super Eagles. And Toyin spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Just ahead, my VOA colleague Gwen Uten will tell us about a unique race car driving team. But first, let's take a break for these Voice of America programming announcements.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
Listen to VOA's program lineup, live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com. VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOAsunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOAsunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And our Voice of America listeners can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is @VOAsunnySports. Turning to motorsports, in Britain, a group of disabled military veterans is hoping to compete in one of the world's most famous auto races. Joining us with more details is my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen!
Sporty greetings, Sonny. The 24 Hours of Le Mans, or Le Mans 24 for short, is considered one of the most prestigious automobile races in the world. Dubbed the Grand Prix of Endurance and Efficiency, drivers must balance speed with their car's ability to run for 24 hours straight without mechanical failure, which makes it tough to qualify. But former soldiers who are members of Team Brit are aiming to become the first all-disabled outfit to compete in the world's oldest and toughest car race. Ash Hall is one of them.
It's definitely doable. The team has come on leaps and bounds from its inception, like 2015, we started off with one car, no garage, two people. And the team's grown to a race truck, the BMWs you see behind me, the Polo and the flagship of the team, the Aston Martin GT4. So getting to Le Mans, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
Hall was serving in Afghanistan when he lost both legs in an explosion nearly 10 years ago. Here, he describes the full extent of his injuries.
My job was to go out and search for IEDs. And then on the 9th of July in 2010, I found one, but a slightly odd way. Ended up standing on it, which resulted in losing both my legs, thumb and fingers from my left hand, fractured pelvis, broken back, partially collapsed lung, detached retina. This goes on and on and on.
It took 6 years of rehab for Hall to learn how to walk again, but after what he calls a steep learning curve, he began to race, and he's never looked back.
Never would I have thought that I'd be this far alone, let alone with sort of a team of disabled drivers doing exactly the same thing as me as well. So it's amazing.
Martin Compton is also a former soldier and fellow Team Brit member. His road to race car driving began after he suffered burns over 75% of his body while serving in Helmand Province in 2006.
I was driving through Musikala, a small village, and my troop was made up of four small tanks, and I happened to be the middle wagon as we drove through. As I got to the village, they basically had been waiting there and set an IED off as we drove in, and that blew my wagon in half, basically, and unfortunately killing the guys in it. Because of that, they then shot rocket grenades at me, and somehow I managed to climb out of all of that with the rubble all over me and obviously then on fire. And then getting into cover, I was shot twice. The only reason I got out was because of the guys in the front wagon eventually found me and got me out.
Compton underwent more than 500 hours of surgery and suffered post-traumatic stress disorder, but he describes himself as lucky. He says racing has been an important part of his recovery, and he's ready to drive with the big boys.
It's a great buzz, but for me it's more important than that. It's our step to Le Mans, which is obviously our big aim goal. So the next step up from this car is a GTE, which is, again, a little bit faster, bigger price tag. And then we're in with the big boys aiming to get that place for Le Mans.
Team Brit, or British Racing Injured Troops, was founded by Dave Player, an ex-military man who suffered a spinal injury after leaving the Army and is wheelchair-bound. Team Brit drivers compete in Aston Martin vintage automobiles that are equipped with high-tech hand controls. Dave Player says Britain boasts the largest number of disabled drivers than the rest of the world, and half of them started with Team Brit. Nicholas Hamilton, who is the brother of 5 times Formula One world champion Lewis Hamilton, has helped raise Team Brit's profile in race car driving. Nicholas has cerebral palsy, and he says living with a disability has not stopped him from following in his famous brother's footsteps.
You know, as a disabled individual, you never really know your limitations. You know, you look at riding a bike, for example, and think, yeah, I have no core stability, I can't pedal, that's impossible to do. You know, you look at a race car and it's, you know, you got to be super fit, you got to be very precise with your inputs, whether it's, you know, throttle control, steering control, whatever, and you look at it and you think, yeah, I'm never going to be able to do that. And that's exactly what I felt. And when I was in a passenger ride with a driver once, you know, I looked over to him and I was like, how the hell am I ever going to do that? But you really don't know until you put yourself in that situation and put yourself where you've got to really overstep the mark and overcome these obstacles.
Team Brit also received sponsorship from frontman Chris Martin of the rock band Coldplay, and former F1 champion Damon Hill serves as a patron. But don't call Team Brit a charity. Day Player says there is no free racing and all drivers have to work for their seat. Last year, Team Brit was part of the Le Mans Festival and became the first all-disabled team to compete on the circuit. The drivers are hoping to qualify for for Le Mans 24, possibly as early as 2021. In the meantime, Dave Player expects the number of Team Brit drivers to increase by 20% by the end of this year. And that's all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. An interesting story there about Team Brit. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Malaria is transmitted by mosquito bites, but there are some things you can do to reduce your risk. Wear light-colored, loose-fitting clothing, including long pants and long sleeves, especially when it is dark and mosquitoes are most active. Eliminate any standing water around your home, including water that collects in wood piles, taps, puddles, old buckets, water jugs, and containers that livestock drink from. And if you can get one, use an insecticide-treated bed net to cover you and your children while you sleep.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In National Basketball Association action Monday night, the New Orleans Pelicans rallied in the fourth quarter and edged the host Utah Jazz by 3 points. The AP's Ben Anderson reports from Salt Lake City, Utah.
The New Orleans Pelicans stole a game on the road against the Utah Jazz, 115-112, after trailing by 14 with 8-10 remaining. Julius Randle and Drew Holiday of the Pelicans turned in joint 30-point performances and overcame the Jazz with a late 22-2 push. Holiday discussed what changed the outcome of the game.
Being aggressive defensively, then that kind of fueled our offense, being able to get stops, get rebounds. Julius pushing the pace and putting pressure on Gobert.
Donovan Mitchell missed the potential game winner with 0.9 seconds remaining, and the Jazz suffered their first loss in their last five outings. These two teams will play again in New Orleans Wednesday night. Ben Anderson, Salt Lake City.
Thanks, Ben. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Now let's go to San Antonio, Texas, where in another very close NBA game, the host, San Antonio Spurs, defeated the Denver Nuggets by only 1 point. The AP's Roy Flores reports from San Antonio, Texas.
The San Antonio Spurs fought off a late charge by the Denver Nuggets and held on for a 104-103 victory Monday night. Gary Harris's turnaround three-point attempt from the baseline bounced off the rim at the buzzer, and San Antonio won its third straight. DeMar DeRozan scored 24 for the Spurs, and LaMarcus Aldridge added 22. San Antonio led by as many as 21 before Denver battled back behind 25 points from Jamal Murray, including 14 in the fourth. But the Spurs got four defensive stops in the final 16.3 seconds. Here's DeRozan.
That's what we got to rely on, our defense. You know, we had a little spell when we couldn't score. Our defense came through for us in the last couple of possessions.
Roy Flores, San Antonio.
Thanks, Roy. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In Southern California, the two NBA teams based in Los Angeles met at the Staples Center Arena they share. The Los Angeles Clippers defeated the Los Angeles Lakers 113-105. Italian big man Danilo Gallinari led the Clippers with 23 points as the Clippers dealt another blow to the fading playoff hopes of LeBron James and the Lakers. The Clippers improved to 37 wins and 29 losses, while the Lakers now have a record of 30 victories and 34 defeats. Finally, some more NBA news. Toronto and Houston will play a pair of preseason games in Japan next season. The NBA announced that the Raptors and the Rockets will play on October 8th and October 10th at the Saitama Super Arena in Japan. The NBA played 12 regular season games in Japan between 1990 and 2003. The preseason games will come about 9 months before the start of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics in Japan. And that wraps up the March 5th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Thomas Blondet. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Hello, I'm Lenor Moudou, host of Health Chat. Tuesday on Health Chat, we will discuss rare diseases, a group of disorders that affect about 350 million people around the world and are difficult to diagnose. Our guest is Chika Dunio, Director of Education Programs with the U.S. National Organization for Rare Disorders. For your questions, email us at healthchat@voanews.com. You can also reach us by phone to leave a message. Dial the international code for the United States, then dial 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Dial 45 after you hear the station ID. Health Chat, this Tuesday at 1730 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, we are celebrating the accomplishments of women on the continent. This year's United Nations theme is Think Equal, Build Smart, Innovate for Change. An in-depth discussion on the path to gender equality on the continent on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
This is Science in a Minute.
New research conducted by four scientists at England's Durham University suggests that our Milky Way galaxy is headed for a collision with one of its satellite galaxies called the Large Magellanic Cloud. In a study that outlines their research, the quartet of British scientists theorized that this cosmic collision would cause the currently dormant supermassive black hole that resides at the center of the Milky Way to awaken. Once roused from its slumber, the Sagittarius A black hole would start feeding on the gas that surrounds it, causing its size to increase by up to 10 times. The researchers say that while the collision and its aftermath are unlikely to affect those of us on Earth, there is a small chance that the collision could force our solar system to spin off into space. But there is no need for immediate concern, since this collision isn't expected to take place for about 2 billion years. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
VOA.
in to the Voice of America's newscasts every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.